We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we have a question that has nothing to do with coffee.
No. All right, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listener's Law on the Loose right here on The Rock.
It's nothing to do with coffee, but maybe about someone who's caffeinated. It said, hey, happy anniversary. Or Danniversary to Danny V.
Hey, I like that, actually.
Danniversary.
Yeah.
It's been all over Facebook. I don't know how many times Danny's going to post.
He's been all over Facebook.
Yeah, he posted them all.
He posted himself. He posted on like some radio group page on Facebook.
I just shared that one. I didn't post.
Oh, my bad. You still had to post the share.
True.
But somebody want to know, in the 6 years you've been with The Rock, what's been your favorite memory? And for the rest of the crew, what's been your favorite memory about Danny?
Mm. Oh, God. Who would ask this question?
I should have read this sooner. I don't have
We need more time memory to come up about with Danny. I mean, first of all,
maybe the first time we met, had you meet with Danny and you made him cry.
That's true. That was a good memory.
That was a hysterical job interview. I still, to this day, go, I don't even know how to interview people anymore. I don't even know what this happens. This happens on job interviews now.
Yes.
I mean, it's so many to pick from. I wasn't there for the time that he hurled at the radio convention, but I wish I was there for that.
You were there for the aftermath.
I was.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He wasn't even in Chicago.
I wasn't in Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I came to watch Pearl Jam.
My favorite is when Danny did the Lion King pose, and we all made fun of it and did our own poses where he's holding up little baby Lily. And I think he said this or my heart or my soul. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
And we all did our own version of that.
That was a fun, I don't know. We eventually talked about it on the air, but for a while we had that inside joke of whenever Danny went on his trips to go see Lily, we would have like a betting pool on how many pictures would be posted in the time from when he arrived to when he left. And it was like, we would all pick like ridiculous numbers and we would all be very close to it, like 15, or in 3 days he'll post at least 20 pictures and it'd be like 16 of them.
Yeah.
It was a great game that we played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and also when he shared, I think one of my favorites is him just not even batting an eye when he shared that he sprays cologne in his mouth as a form of breath freshener.
Yeah, that.
Or when Joe thought that I was going to burn the room down when he found out that I straightened my hair. And he smelled the burning. We were in Boston, and Joe comes running in. Guys, hotel's on fire! And I was like, no, that's my straightener. Joe just... It's cool.
That's amazing.
It's just my hair.
It's just my hair. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my probably favorite memory was probably the first Pain in the Grass. Being able to go up on stage and do the crowd... whatever the band introduction. It was just like such a crazy thing of being like, I finally made it to Seattle. This is awesome.
Mm. Look at that, huh?
Yeah.
Look at the joy. I wish we could share in it. Anyway, Danny, happy 6th.
Hey, thanks, BJ.
One that pops in the head, it's not even anything to do with the show, but just going to a hockey game with Danny. That was a fun memory.
Oh,
that
was.
Just because there were multiple times while I'm sitting there thinking, this is crazy that we have a pro team, the Kraken, and also how cool is it that I'm experiencing this as a lifelong hockey fan with someone who's a year one hockey fan and is just as excited about the sport as I am. And I thought that was like a cool moment. Had nothing to do with the show, but it was just kind of awesome.
And I thought you were going to say when you got a tattoo with Danny, because that's mine. I love that.
Yeah,
we went to Chicago and we just spontaneously got tattoos in the middle of like their Pride Festival thing they had going on, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, we got similar tattoos. We didn't get them at the same time because I chose not to be in them. That's a long time spent with
Danny.
But
that's still like a bro thing.
No. But to be fair, and Steve and I completely talked about this afterwards, we are so glad we did not go at the same time.
Such a long day.
It would have been like probably 7-8 hours, and it was just like, it's not even not being with each other. It's like one of us would have been playing on our phone in the lobby while the other one was getting tattooed.
And we did it fresh after the show ended, so it's like you're already exhausted, and now you're stuck with each other for like 7 more hours. And you're like, I want to go to bed, man.
Yeah. My other favorite memory was throwing up at our radio convention.
Yeah.
And BJ finding out, thinking it was hilarious, and then them being like, no, he was on your show, and BJ just being like, oh, God.
Oh, that's right, because he was like, some idiot here did it.
Yeah.
BJ's just schmoozing in the bar, and there comes Danny.
Do you know how many times people come up to me making fun of somebody at a convention, and they come to me going, "You won't believe what this idiot did. You won't believe." And it's somebody from our show. And I'm like, "That was Vicky. That was Danny. That was Sarah." I mean, you know, it's every time.
Yeah.
It's one of our people. So I mean, yeah,
it's no one like. Who would ever pass out on one of BJ's radio contemporaries?
Oh, that was, I mean, here I am having a really good conversation, and there goes Steve, and he falls on the guy.
On Jeff or like, Jer from San Diego. I'm not even
just
sure
like,
which one.
What is happening? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm so sorry I bring these people with me. Gosh. You know, meanwhile, Jeff and Jer, everybody they brought, the people on their show always like the epitome of class,
they
always
wore ties
really good people.
And fun stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wears a tie to these things? Boring.
Well, whatever. These guys, I was like, man, I'm always trying to impress those two because they did great radio. They always were like the stars at boot camp. Their entire show was always the friendliest. And like, all right, finally, maybe I'm on their level where they will respect me and we're having a great conversation. And Steve's like, I think I'll fall on the guy. That's what I'll do. This is the right time for this.
It was that or continue to listen to that guy talk to me. I mean, I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes.
Oh, that's a good out, man.
I can't bring any of you anywhere.
The highlight of that was like, that caused the scene. Like, everyone in the convention was there to witness that. And then fast forward like an hour later, I dip out and I go to a different bar. And a bunch of the radio people, because it's like right across the street from the hotel, show up to that bar and like they look like they saw a ghost when they saw me because I was like mid taking a shot.
Yeah.
Like, aren't you the guy that just passed out an hour ago and you're taking a shot? I'm like, yeah, that's good right now.
That's legendary, man.
I didn't even get it out of my system. It was a cigar room. I was really hot. Like, this is way more comfortable. The windows are open here.
Oh, man, was that a beating?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know what?
Thanks for that.
What is it? Santa's Broken Toys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Misfit Toys.
That's it. That's it.
That's us.
That's us, man.
Yeah. Rich Voss, actually, he made that assessment when he came in.
Not wrong.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.